Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. In 1883, Ottilie Parker and her sister, at Parkersburg, Oregon, on the lower Coquille River, were invited to a wedding in Gold Beach, about 60 miles south. They accompanied Mary Windsor, who was older and the bride's future aunt. Riding on the tugboat of the girl's father, they reached Bandon and traveled by horseback with a mailman about halfway to Port Orford, spending the night at a farm. Following the trail to Port Orford, about 15 miles away, the mailman and his three charges became soaked from heavy rain and fording swollen streams. At Port Orford's Knapp Hotel, they received dry clothes, supper, and beds. The girls stayed another night, then continued with a different mailman, riding on the beach, climbing rocky headlands, and crossing swollen Brushes Creek. The fourth night was spent at Euchre Creek with Mr. and Mrs. Woodruff. After riding horseback for 7 miles on the beach and over some bluffs, they reached the home of the Doyles. They took a small boat across the Rogue River to the Gauntlet home in Gold Beach, then known as Ellensburg, and attended the wedding of Ida Gauntlet to Charles Lockwood on April 19, 1883. Today's episode of As It was written by Shirley Nelson, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.